Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, indeed. This is Into Tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in. I am, as the announcer dude just said, Dave Graveline, and you...
Chris Graveline.
There you go. In the control room, Erasmo, Julio, and Fausto. Busy control room today. And working with the show out of New York is Horatio. Out of Atlanta is Joe. Out of Naples, Florida is Beth. Holy moly. But we're here in our Miami studios where this past week we had a cold front. Oh my gosh, it felt great. This outdoor air conditioning, we got down to like 50 degrees. I know people listening in Alaska and elsewhere around the country are going, oh, you poor thing. And they're freezing at 12 below and stuff. But hey, for us in Miami, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I put my jacket on that morning and realized that it had been so long since I wore it, I was about two sizes smaller the last time I wore it.
So years ago.
Years ago.
Since you wore that. But it's nice to have that outdoor air conditioning. It was even nicer last week, this past week, when I spent a couple of days in South Bend, Indiana, at the University of Notre Dame with our friends from Tire Rack. And you want to stay tuned for that, I believe, next week on the show. We're not only going to have a couple of very cool interviews for those of you who are not here in Miami and have to think about all-weather tires and winter tires. We talk about the technology that goes into new tire designs. And you wouldn't think about that a lot, except that, boy, I sure hope it. I can stop and I can turn and I can accelerate properly. And there's a lot of tech, as I learned, and we'll share that with you next week. And we've got some great video.
Yeah, they didn't just take you out onto a track, did they?
No. Okay. Here I am thinking, hey, come on up. We have a test track. We're going to test some vehicles. You're going to drive on snow and ice like you usually would do. No. Not this Miami boy doesn't drive on snow and ice. Oh, it'll be a great experience for you. And they put me in a brand new Toyota RAV4 on the hockey ice rink at Notre Dame. And I was sure I was going to be having to buy a new car or a new ice rink or something. But we got some great video, and we'll show you that. On purpose, I even ate some cones. On purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah, because I had to show, with air quotes, yeah, I had to show what the tires that are not proper technology involved for ice driving, how they acted. We had a lot of fun. I did a tug of war with another RAV4. I won, spoiler alert, because I had the winter tires. Anyway. Fun stuff, and we got some great video, and we'll have that up hopefully next week, so do stay tuned. And, of course, check it all out at intotomorrow.com. But tech news and commentary in this first segment, and then we will jump to your calls and help solve your digital dilemmas.
One of the biggest stories this week, NASA's InSight spacecraft has finally landed on the red planet after a six-month, 300-million-mile journey.
I was so happy for us as Americans, for JPL, for the whole NASA crew. They absolutely deserved their cheers and their excitement. They had a lot of work and a lot of years into that, and that's awesome.
Yeah, just before 3 p.m. this past Monday, a flight controller called out, "Touchdown confirmed," setting off jubilation among scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The team had good reason to celebrate, given the challenges that the spacecraft had to overcome. InSight's protective heat shield endured temperatures of up to 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa!
The vehicle felt...
That's hotter than it gets here in Miami.
Yeah, just a little bit. The vehicle felt an atmospheric braking force of 7.5 times the force of gravity on Earth, and still more as its 39-foot-wide supersonic parachute inflated with a force of 12,500 pounds per square foot.
Wow.
Now, because of the distance between Earth and Mars, it took a full 8 minutes for confirmation to arrive, relayed by a pair of tiny satellites that had been trailing InSight throughout the half-year-long journey.
And boy, that was a very nervous 7 or 8 minutes, no doubt, because they had no way to know if everything was going to go as planned. Of course, everybody hopes, and all the work is hard done, and so forth. And, oh, please work, but there's those minutes that everybody was obviously on pins and needles.
And of course, and all the internet memes have already started with the first pictures being taken, and, you know, one showing Marvin the Martian there, and then, you know, other ones showing a bunch of Martians picketing with, you know, go home. And
oh my gosh. Yeah. But we didn't need a visa or anything, I don't think.
Not this time.
No.
MasterCard.
Great, thanks. So did you shop for tech gifts? Of course, including for yourself, and I don't necessarily just mean you, Chris, on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and did you use your smartphone for your purchase? Because consumers spent almost $8 billion on Cyber Monday sales. That's according to Adobe tracking data. And $2 billion of that spending was through smartphones. That's a whole lot of sales on just your little handheld device.
Well, except for a football that I bought at Target in person. Everything else I've purchased online has been through my phone this year.
Oh, very cool. Well, smartphone shopping accounted for another $2.1 billion of Black Friday sales. So again, over $2 billion each day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, just on people's phones. And why not? Because that's the device you have all the time. And you see something and you want to just whip out the phone and order it. Or see if the store you happen to be in will match a price that you can show them elsewhere. And if they do, go for it. And they've got the sale. You've got the item. You didn't have to wait for shipping, even if it was free. You got it.
All right, so you might have to have the bleep button ready for this next story.
Uh-oh, Erasmo's ready.
Comcast is any story that starts off with Comcast, we know, is going to be a fun story.
Oh, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, bleep this, because they...
Yeah, Comcast is raising its controversial broadcast TV and regional sports network fees again on January 1st. About a year ago, Comcast raised the broadcast TV fee from $6.50 to $8 and the sports fee from $4.50 to $6.50. Now, the newly raised broadcast fee will be $10 a month. And the sports fee will be about $8.25. Will be $8.25 a month.
What if you don't watch the sports? What
if it doesn't matter? You pay it anyway.
Oh, geez.
And this $10 a month is apparently so that they can give you your local channels.
I thought they had to do that anyway.
So did I. But
I mean, local channels is part of a deal. If you're subscribing to anything, they have to give you your local channels. But Comcast is ripping you off $10 a month.
But apparently, they can also charge you for it. Now, the fees are controversial because they're not included in Comcast's advertised prices, and because Comcast imposes fee increases even on customers who are under contract. The fee increases will also be applied to customers who pay Comcast promotional rates, which typically last 1 year. And equipment rental fees are also going up. Comcast last year raised its modem rental fee from $10 to $11 a month. Now it'll be $13 a month. Now, of course, you can avoid that fee by purchasing your own modem, but what they don't tell you is that if you purchase your own modem, you're also on your own if something goes wrong, because they will only offer technical support in a modem that you rent from them.
Well, you know what I have to say, bleep ready, Comcast.
Yeah.
Because they're ripping you off. And of course, absolutely, we've told people over the years, whatever their cable company is, you can always use your own modem. The FCC has mandated that they cannot require you to pay and use their modem. But absolutely, especially Comcast, is going to point fingers no matter what the problem is. They're going to point fingers at your equipment.
And the problem is that, you know, at $13 a month, in less than a year, you would have paid full price for another modem anyway.
Yes.
But they're continuing to make more and more money off you.
Oh, my God. As if they don't have enough.
You know, and of course, and now with these new fees, whatever their advertised price is per month, you need to add $18.50 to that price, because it'll be at least that, plus all the other taxes and fees and everything else.
That's why we continue to promote cutting the cable as fast as you possibly can.
Which at least I did, so those fees won't affect me. But
you're not stuck with them for TV.
Right, but I'm stuck with them for internet. So yeah. I'm going to be now paying another $2 a month because they're raising that fee just because I happen to have their modem.
And again, the reason you don't replace their modem is the same thing we talked about, because they're just going to blame your modem for anything. Somebody sneezes 100 miles away, it's your modem's fault.
Right. And in the last year, I'm on the third modem from them in the last year. Something's gone wrong, I've had to take it in and get it swapped out. So they wouldn't offer that if I had bought my own.
Oh, well, they'll come and swap it out for a service call.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is also the same company that they'll ship you your own cable boxes and then charge you $10 for you to put them in yourself. But it's $30 if they come and do it.
Oh, my gosh. But they're going to charge you $10 for you to put in
called,
your own box.
It's called a self-install fee. They'll ship me the boxes and then charge me $10 for me to put my own boxes in.
You know, and that's why we call it Tech Rage, because these people are just full of stuff.
Yeah.
Another bleep for Orosmo. Boy, his bleep button was busy today.
Uh-huh.
It's just on that one story alone, for crying out loud. Well, as I always say, though, Comcast sucks. In fact, I tweet it all the time. Just another reminder that Comcast sucks. Have a nice day. I did the same thing with Delta, just because they upset me again. You know, I'm at their highest level, diamond, medallion, million miler status, the whole bit, and they don't bend an inch when you try to get something that you've already earned. Like I'm blowing a companion certificate because they wouldn't let me use it because I bought a higher class of service and there's no seats available in that class of service to use a companion certificate. I said, fine, put my companion in cargo. I don't care, but put him on that flight. No, we can't do that. Well, let's escalate this to a supervisor who can make a decision. Hello, this is Carla. Can I help you? Do I have to start all over again? Well, yes. Oh, my God. So I start all over again. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help you. Are you a supervisor? Yes, but we have rules. Really? Well, you don't have me anymore. So then I did that, too. I hung up and I went, just a quick reminder that at Delta sucks. Have a nice day. I mean, gosh, people are whatever happened to customer service? Whatever happened to you're in business because of your customers? So take care of them. You know, I tell Delta all the time, I don't fly less. I just fly you less. They don't care. You know, you're just talking to somebody at the other end who probably figures, I'll be laid off anyway. I don't care.
Yeah, and it seems lately the only company I've dealt with that actually has decent customer service, and you know, and I wish they would spend money and I would say this more often, but was Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I do spend a lot of money with Amazon, but I've also had very good experience with their customer service.
And you mean you wish they would spend money with us?
Yes, with the show.
With the
yes.
show and support the show because yeah. we support them. Well, stand by because later on the show today, I've got an interesting story about Amazon screwing more people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Jeff in Columbia, Tennessee listens to the free, you too can sign up for them at intotomorrow.com, the free Into Tomorrow podcasts. Hey, Jeff.
I've had an HP TouchSmart 300 for years, but mainly use my 27-inch iMac. There's just a couple of programs that won't work on the Mac. The hard drive on HP finally started going out, so I installed a Samsung SSD 850 Evo hard drive and keep getting the message, reboot and select proper boot device, or insert boot media and selected boot device and press a key. No matter what I do, I can't find a solution. Can the real Geek Squad help me? Thanks, and hoorah from an Iraq War veteran.
All right, hoorah is right. Well, Jeff, that's one of the errors that's been driving many people crazy for several versions of Windows now. The error can come from a few different sources. It can mean that you have a computer that uses UEFI instead of BIOS, and it needs to be set to legacy mode to be able to access the hard drive. It can mean that there's something wrong with the Windows installation itself, go figure. Or it can mean that the boot order of the drives is wrong. Now, assuming you installed Windows on the new drive and set it up so it could be a bootable drive as opposed to just copying the files over only, which some people do, and that's a problem, you're probably using just that one. So the boot order shouldn't be the problem. But you might want to check anyway. It's a quick check in the BIOS, and you may find that when you swapped drives, the new one ended up at the bottom of the list, and the computer's trying to boot off a DVD drive or even a USB.
Yeah, now, failing that, it would be a good thing to run a scan on the drive to make sure that everything you transferred from the failing drive actually did make the move. If the old drive was going out and you just cloned one drive onto the other, it's possible that the new drive didn't get everything it was supposed to be able to boot up.
Mm.
Now, while you're there, check that you don't have a legacy mode option. If you do, your computer is probably using UEFI instead of BIOS, and you should turn it on to see if it fixes things. Unfortunately, this is not an error that has one clear, unique cause, so there may be a little trial and error involved in fixing it.
Yeah, therefore, there's no one clear, unique fix either because of it. So, Jeff, I wish we could wave the Into Tomorrow magic wand and help you more easily with that. But others listening, I'm sure, have encountered a similar situation, so stay tuned. And if someone else can help, Jeff, do let us know at 800-899-INTO anytime, day or night. Our lines are always open for you. And visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Atmos FX helps people create amazing home displays for holidays and celebrations with digital decorations featuring entertaining animated characters and atmospheric scenes. Atmos FX offers a variety of beautifully animated amusement park quality decorations that can be viewed on any TV or monitor, as well as projected on windows, walls, ceilings, and props. Decorate for Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's Eve, and birthdays to have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit atmosfx.com.
From all of us at Into Tomorrow, I am Cameron, and now back to Dave.
Thank you, Cameron. I like how he was very emphatic about that. Merry Christmas! And of course he's been good, and Santa's coming, so that's why I'm always talking about buying tech gifts. Don't forget, there's no reason for you to feel guilty when you buy anything involving consumer electronics. Buy one for yourself of whatever it is, and one as a gift, or more. Because that's what consumer tech is all about.
But does it say anything weird about me that when I was buying high-tech toys for my son for Christmas, my six-year-old son, that I was kind of wishing I was buying one of them for myself as well?
Not at all.
It's like one of these things is a robotic build-it spider kind of thing.
Oh, he's going to love that.
I want one for myself.
I hope he's not listening to this segment. Because
I'll make sure he won't listen to this particular segment.
Okay, good, because then you've ruined it. But you're going to help him build this robotic spider, and he's going to be thrilled with it. For some reason, he loves spiders. Doesn't like to get near real ones, but he loves toy spiders.
He loves spiders, and he loves robots. I figured, why not get a robot spider?
There you go. All right. Well, welcome back Into Tomorrow. As Cameron said, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Leviton Decora Smart. Control your lighting with an app, your voice, and schedules. More info at leviton.com.
There you go.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
History.
This week back in 1910, modern neon lighting was demonstrated for the first time at the Paris Motor Show. In 1958, this week, phone calls without the need for an operator were inaugurated in the United Kingdom by Queen Elizabeth II when she spoke to the Lord Provost in a call from Bristol to Edinburgh. In 1993, this week, the Space Shuttle Endeavour launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. In 1994, the PlayStation was released in Japan. And this week in 2006, NASA revealed photographs taken by Mars Global Surveyor suggesting the presence of liquid water on Mars.
I always thought that was such a weird statement, liquid water. I mean, water is liquid.
Well, but water
unless it's element. Ice well, and it's solid, I guess that's...
Water is one of the elements that can be can exist in all three forms.
I guess, but...
A vapor, a solid, or liquid.
But why would they have to say liquid water?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. You were saying?
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info on these annual retail events at ifa-berlin.com.
Iceberg, right ahead!
Now, see, that's liquid water frozen.
Right. And, yeah. And since it was so cold, it was water vapor coming out of their mouths.
That's true, when they were giving the warning.
Yeah.
And it's what I drove on, not an iceberg, but an ice rink with testing tires and tire technology. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll have that for you next week, because there's a lot of video to edit. And we didn't want to just do the radio interviews and tease you about coming to intotomorrow.com to see the video of me sliding around in a RAV4 on the ice rink. We want to do it all together. So hopefully we'll have that ready for you by next week's show. But if you want to get a jump on it, check out intotomorrow.com anytime and look for that. The tire rack special.
And spoiler alert, you survived.
Maybe. But did I? This could be the robotic Dave hosting the show.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. You've had 23 years of me saying pretty much everything I can possibly ever say. So you could just be building all of these segments with other words that I have already spoken.
Or you could,
or that Dave already spoke, because I'm not Dave.
Or you could just be a robot. And you want to stay tuned to next our next hour of tech news, because we'll have a story about Elon Musk and why we need to be worried about that.
Oh, worried about him?
Worried about robots.
Worried about robots in general?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? And don't say yes, because I know you do it at all of your various emails. I'm talking to our audience. I'm talking to everybody who might be out there listening, whether you're driving or otherwise. Okay, you can put your hands down now, because of course you get it. But for those of you who didn't raise your hand, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. And when you do, a little box will pop up. I think it's got a red frame around it or something. And it asks for your email address. That's all we want, is your email address. We don't share it with anyone. And then we will send you our free once-a-week tech newsletter. We got Beth's tech tips. We got tech news. We let you know who's on the show. The list of current prizes available with links for more information. And all sorts of neat stuff. We even have the best tech products of 2018 this week. Sign up at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Happy holidays from Into Tomorrow. This is the voice of Into Tomorrow. Hi, my name's Brian Andrews. There's always those great gadgets that Dave tells me about. Gadgets that you'll only find out about here on Into Tomorrow. Dave, back to you.
Depending on who you ask, virtual reality is either coming on strong or headed for the cliff. What do you think? Are you using VR? For anything? Do you expect to? Do you have any desire or interest in VR, AR, or even artificial intelligence? I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow. Let us hear from you anytime, 24/7. If you've got a concern, a question, a comment, want to share some tech rage, want to help another listener, we love those calls especially. Either use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app or call the following toll-free number. Here, I've got a pen. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. It's a lot of fun to participate, and more importantly, we send you prizes. A lot of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program are often sending us cool things to share with you, and all you have to do is participate on the program. Be heard on the air. It is fun, and we'll send you prizes for doing so. Our next guest joins us from a supplier of all kinds of cool electronic accessories, including audio and video, gaming, smartphone, and home automation products of all sorts. The research and development director for a company called Fossman is Billy Wong. Billy, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Tell me a little bit about the company Fossmann, and then we'll get into some of the cool things you guys have available.
Yeah, as you said, we are the supply electronics accessories, including audio, video, gaming, smartphone, and a lot of home automation products, and we were founded in 2007 in Minnesota.
Cool. So you have been around for a while. That's always encouraging. You didn't just pop up out of the woodwork and say, look, we've got a couple of products. You have a plethora of things available, and you've been around doing it for a while. What are some of the most popular products that you guys are producing and selling these days?
We have a lot of doorbells and HDMI switches, indoor and outdoor HDTV antennas, and some of the gaming controllers, docking station chargers.
Ah, very cool. And certainly all of those things are more and more popular. We've been talking with so many listeners in the last several years that are cutting the cord, you know, getting rid of their cable, and looking for outdoor or indoor TV antennas, because, of course, once you invest in a good antenna, then your TV is free because you're getting over-the-air signals the way it was meant to be. And it's even better quality if you're looking for high-def programming, like primetime programs and so forth. You get a good amplified indoor HDTV antenna, and you've got a whole lot of great programming that doesn't cost you anything anymore. You're not paying a cable company anymore. So tell me a little bit about the antennas you have available, indoor and outdoor, you mentioned?
Yes, correct. You've got that right, Dave. And our indoor and outdoor, specifically indoor antennas, are very popular right now nowadays because it's so easy to set it up. You don't have to go outside in the cold weather and install an outdoor antenna. The many different kinds of indoor antennas in the market right now are mostly flat razor type panels where you can just hang it on the wall, or if they come with a stand, you can just install it on the stand and set it up next to your TV, and you get local channels for free. So, and cut the cord. Save you money.
Exactly. And I'm noticing one that you have, an indoor HDTV antenna, 60-mile range, which is certainly more than enough for most people, is only $20, $19.99. So that's a really good price.
You got that right. Now, you only pay that for one time. And
right.
You don't have
right.
to pay monthly bills, monthly cable bills. So you got to save a lot of money. And a lot of people who live in the city or even in suburbs, they live within the tower, the broadcast tower vicinity. So anything ranging from 25 to 60 miles, you're good to go. You can receive all local channels for free.
Yeah, and of course, it is important to mention you're not going to get HBO and Showtime or ESPN or those kinds of things. If those are regular channels that you can't live without, well, of course, this is only for over-the-air local TV. But, I'm using an outdoor antenna, unfortunately not one of yours, so we'll have to talk about that. But I'm using one, and I'm getting, it's funny you mentioned you don't have to go outside in the cold weather. Of course, you're in Minnesota. We're in Miami, so I can't relate to the cold weather. But I can relate to the heat. And my outdoor antenna, though, can get me stations as far north as West Palm Beach, which is awesome because, again, the more range you can get, the more stations you can get. So there are all kinds of opportunities that someone should take advantage of. And you might be able to not totally cut the cord, or cut that cord and go with, you know, a Hulu service or Netflix or something else to at least get other content or other channels available, things that you might otherwise like. So, but start saving some money, and this is a great way to do it. $20 for a great amplified ultra-thin indoor HDTV antenna. I'm noticing on your site you also sell pencil sharpeners. So maybe not so high-tech, but certainly still needed very periodically. And one of the cool things that you are also doing, you mentioned HDMI switches. It seems like we all run out of inputs for anything these days, whether it be our computer, our laptop, our desktop, or our TV. And now we've got a Blu-ray player, and we've got, you know, a tuner of some sort. Maybe we've got a satellite dish coming in, whatever. We need multiple HDMI ports. You've got an assortment of those kinds of things that you make available as well.
Yes, definitely. Like you mentioned, we have so many different types of ways to enjoy TV and entertainment and streaming devices, specifically, and gaming devices nowadays. The more HDMI port, the merrier, right, of course.
Yep.
And we provide items ranging from 3 ports to 5 ports with or without power supply and 4K compatible. It's just a slew of different type of options for our customers to pick from. Really depends on your need and what kind of inputs, what kind of sources you're trying to project to your display.
And while most newer TVs, certainly the 4K versions and so forth, if you bought one recently, typically have more HDMI plugs to plug stuff into, there's still never enough. It seems like you can, like, it's almost like storage. You can never have enough storage. You're going to fill it up. So it's nice to know that you've got switches available too, from $10 up to $17 and all in between. Let's talk a little bit more about your wireless systems. You mentioned doorbells. You know, it seems like we all need that kind of scenario. One of the ones I'm looking at is a motion sensor wireless doorbell that apparently, being motion sensor, meaning someone doesn't even have to push a button. As they approach your door, it will ring a bell?
You got that right, Dave. Doorbell is such a simple product, right?
But yeah.
We often overlook its usefulness and never thought of fully utilizing it. So standard doorbells have a button and button transmitter and a receiver, but a motion sensor doorbell senses motion and sends a signal to the receiver when it detects the motion.
Hmm.
So a motion sensor doorbell in scenarios such as it definitely works great for home and business owners. So for homeowners, you can set up different sensors at the front door to alert, for example, for package deliveries, or if somebody drive or pulls up into your driveway and set up as a driveway alert. They can set up at the door to the backyard to alert when someone approaches the door. There are also a couple more creative ways to use it as an alert system. For example, customers can set it up at the pet door. So if your pet walks in and out of the pet door, you know about it, or even set it up at the mailbox. So if your mail got delivered, or if someone tries to steal your mailbox, you know about it, you will get an alert. And for business or retail owners, it is useful in situations like when they're working at the back of the shop. They can set it up to alert when customers step into the door.
I like all of those ideas. I especially like the mailbox idea, because that if nothing else, folks are typically, not that we don't all need the exercise, but maybe they don't want to have to walk out to the mailbox 2 or 3 times and say, oh, it's still not here. Well, how about if you can put one of these wireless doorbells, it doesn't have to be used as a doorbell, as you say, but a wireless motion sensor doorbell in the mailbox. When the mailbox door is open, I'm guessing it will go off. And then maybe now you say, okay, the mail's here. I can now go outside and get it, especially if you're in Minnesota and you have to go in the snow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that definitely helps a lot. And I got a story to share. So recently, I have a couple friends who has some kind of mailbox theft going on in their neighborhood. So suggested items as such to their to my friends and family, and it turns out working fine for them. So
good. Yeah, because it may be an issue of theft as well, but at least you're alerted that your mailbox door has opened. Because I'm assuming you can install this inside the mailbox, so the motion will be when the door's open, not when a car goes by every time or something?
No.
Good.
No.
And how much are these motion sensor wireless doorbells selling for? And there seems to be quite a variety of those as well.
Yes. For the motion sensor one that we're talking about right now, we are retailing it at $22.99
Okay. So $22, $23 to save your mail or to save you from having to walk too many times to the mailbox and back. What kind of range does this have? I'm imagining listeners saying, yeah, but my mailbox is way down the driveway. You know, I have a ranch or something. Must be nice. But maybe, you know, is there enough of a range that they've got to be able to get it, you know, close to the house or what?
Yes, it is capable to transmit signal to the receiver as far as 500 feet, 150 meter, with a clear line of sight. Mm-hmm. So that's, to put that in perspective, it's a little less than 1.5 length of a football field.
Okay, certainly should be enough, but the clear line of sight part, of course, if it's in the mailbox, then there's a little signal being blocked there, too. But remember that this is the whole idea of the motion sensor wireless doorbell. I didn't mean to get so hung up on the mailbox issue, but I think that'll help a lot of people. But you could put it on your walkway, you can put it by your front door, so that as people approach, you are aware. And therefore, it acts as a doorbell in that sense. So, and so many other cool things that you guys have for gaming, computer, for smartphones. Real quick, what kind of things do you have for smartphones? Are they cases or what?
No, we don't have cases, but we do some cables, charging cables, a couple power banks, screen protectors, yeah.
Very cool. Lots of goodies you should look into when you visit their site at Fossmon.com. It's Fossmon.com. Of course, we'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Billy, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Keep making cool, fun products, and we'll keep talking about them.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Billy Wong, the R&D director with Fossmon. Again, F as in Frank, OSMON.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Hi, Into Tomorrow listeners. This is Age, and in case you are wondering what we want for Christmas, we'd like some phone calls.
He's absolutely right. Hits the nail on the head. We'd like some phone calls, but more specifically from you, especially if you've never called the show, because that's all we ask. Just participate on Into Tomorrow. Let us send you prizes for doing so. But Horatio is absolutely correct. We always want your calls, because your calls make the show. Let us solve your digital dilemmas, won't you?
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Make note of this special URL for Into Tomorrow products and pricing, owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Yeah, don't forget the slash into part. That's really important and will make me smile. Jack in Brooklyn, New York, listens on Stitcher to our free podcasts and streams and all that sort of stuff. And he sends the following email. Let's see if we can help him.
He says, I have the Galaxy Note 8. Okay, Google works perfectly, but nowhere does it offer to train it, hey, Google.
No.
I already tried uninstalling Google, then reinstalling, and then power cycling the device.
No.
No help. It didn't work. Any ideas?
Well, Jack, if what you're looking for is a way to set your Samsung Galaxy Note 8 to listen for, hey, Google, instead of, okay, Google, as the trigger phrase for the voice assistant, unfortunately, you're out of luck. Interestingly, the Note 5s allowed their owners to set up Google Assistant to listen for Hey Google, but the newer Note 8s do not. I'm not even sure if I can do that with my Note 9, as a matter of fact. The reasons why are not public knowledge. Google says that some phones support using Hey Google instead of OK Google, but doesn't give any more details than that. Samsung will probably tell us that we're hurting their feelings and we should be using Bixby anyway. No thanks.
But Bixby itself might be the cause. The trigger phrase for Bixby is Hi Bixby. Samsung may be trying to avoid someone accidentally triggering a better assistant if the phone confuses Hey and Hi.
Yeah, you just set off. It said someone accidentally triggered a better assistant tips the phone. On my Note 9, thank you very much, because you said that trigger word.
There you go. Now, whatever the reason, Jack, by all accounts, the Note 8 will not listen for Hey Google to trigger the Google Assistant. Sorry.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. But, Jack, thanks for joining us, and feel free to call in next time, won't you?
'Twas the night before broadcast, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except Chris's mouse. The calls he lined up for broadcast with care, for soon your tech questions would be heard on the air. Erasmo was nestled all snug in his bed, with Sennheiser earphones glued to his head. When on my radio, cutting through senseless chatter, I heard Dave Graveline get right to the matter. On cell phones and TVs, on Macs and on Linux, on audio and Windows, please, Microsoft, fix it. And I heard Brian exclaim, with the theme blasting bright, there is more show just ahead, so tech lovers, sit tight.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Happy holiday, everyone. It's Erasmo, the jingle guy at Into Tomorrow, wishing you a happy holiday and remind you that Christmas is the season of peace and goodwill. Till you go shopping and get the bill. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, boy, is he right about that. I think everybody with Cyber Monday, Black Friday last week, all those kinds of things are already worried about getting the bill, because it happens. But 'tis the season.
You want to know a great way to get some stuff for Christmas without a bill?
Have my kids send me things?
No, call into Tomorrow and we'll send you a prize.
You know, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, you just have to call 800-899-INTO, that's 800-899-4686, with your tech question.
And you can do that anytime, by the way, day or night. And we'll get you on the next week's show, and then we'll send you prizes for participating. And stay tuned, because we're about to tell you what cool current prizes we have this week available when you participate.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Now, if you'd like any of the following particular prizes, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call in, and we'll do our best to get that item to you if at all possible. Many times we have multiples of things, so there's a pretty good chance if you call in, and don't waste any time doing so, join us, we'll get something to you. Like,
from Chalk and Social, we've got several chalkboard hat bundles that they say promote more FaceTime and less screen time.
These are really cool, and they sent us a case of them because we interviewed their CEO recently, had a blast on the show. This is a fun thing, their Chalk and Social. From Razer, Huntsman Elite Mechanical Gaming Keyboards, and their Mamba Wireless Gaming Mouse. Woof!
From New Hero, we've got a set of IQ Buzz Wireless Intelligent Earbuds. These things are $250 in value.
Oh my God, and they sound amazing. They are just great. Don't worry, we didn't put them in our ears because these are brand new and you'll get them with no earwax. We've got more items. You just need to call in 800-899-INTO.